I wanted to talk about Eishes Paro, because I know that she would want to talk more about the Schar and the Einish of Eishes Paro. But I decided I wasn't going to. So we picked a different topic, which is Moshe Rabbeinu davening. What?
You're just starting up.
I'm saying whatever, that's what we do Thursday night. Okay. Thursday night brawl. Now, the...
No holds barred.
The idea is Moshe Rabbeinu davening in Mitzrayim, not davening in Mitzrayim. If you saw the Ma'amar Kaimis or the paper, the shayla is like this. Moshe Rabbeinu by Makas Barad. Perek Tes, Pazachav Tes, by Makas Barad. Paro asked Moshe to daven for him to remove Barad. And the Pazik says, Ketzeitzim in the ear, he left the city and then he davened. So Rashi there says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave the city because Mitzrayim was full of Gilulim. What are Gilulim? Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Rashi's lashon is min ha'ir avtocher lo hispalel fi shehaisa melea gilulim, because Mitzrayim was full of gilulim. This is brought down in halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Siman Tzadik Dalet says, if you're traveling on the road and you're heading to a goyish hotel, it's better to daven on the road and don't daven in the malon shel ovdei chelchavim. Don't daven in the Gaish Hotel. Zuck the Mishnah Brura. Shebevada yesh bo gilulim. Because certainly in the Gaish Hotel they have gilulim. The Sharei Moshe Rabbeinu, Allah v'shalom. Amma ketseisi esayir v'lo yiratza l'spal v'mitzrayim l'fish haisam l'ay gilulim. So this is brought down in Halacha, this Rashi, not to daven where gilulim are. Fine. That is the Rashi. Boss, great question, Max. Mishnah Berurah goes on. What happens if you can't dive on the road and you get to this hotel and they have gilulim? Can you dive in there? And we're going to get back to this later on in the event, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you can still dive in there. Zak the Mishnah Berurah, I will lo yachos the gilulim, shere kot filasenu by yaros malayas gilulim. All our diving anyway is in cities full of gilulim. It's like you have no choice anyway, so it's okay. We're going to get back to that later. Okay, so this is the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, from the Jewish edition from Rashi's Parsha. Frek the Ramban. The Ramban asks a Bambakasha, which is, this is not the first time Moshe Rabbeinu davened to remove the Makkos. Okay, here's a Parsha quiz for Shem and Lamar. How many times did Paro ask Moshe to daven? How many times did Moshe daven to remove Makkos?
3, 10?
Six?
Zero.
7, 0? 4? Okay, I'll tell you, one person got it right on his third answer.
0.
The answer is 4. Okay, Yitzi, you got it? You said 4, no? Is it first guess or second? Third. What? First? Okay, Yitzi's first answer, 4. We'll check the recording. 4, this is the correct answer. There were 4 different makas didn't Paro ask Moshe to daven. Number 1 was Arov, sorry, Sephardea, Arov, Barad, and Arbe. Just for fun, do you know what those the first letters of those 4 spell?
Did Paro run into Moshe to stop Marcus before?
Not to stop, he was like nervous, he didn't stop it. He didn't dive it, didn't stop it. Dive for his own personal life, perhaps, but not to stop the Makkah. 4 times he has to stop the Makkah. Etzba, very nice. Etzba. It's very cute because the Pasuk a lot of times says the Etzba Elokim, that the Makkah is the Sawa Etzba Elokim. 4 times, 4 Makkahs that Paro asked Moshe to dive for him. Frek the Ramban. So 4 times he dive in. How come it only says 1 time that Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim to daven? That is the Ramban's question. Rashi over here by Barad, which was the 3rd time. It was the 3rd time davening by Tzfardei and Arov, which happened already. Arba is next week's parasha. It did not say that he left Mitzrayim. It did not say that he left the year. Frek the Ramban, according to you, Rashi, why not? So there are 2 mahalchim out there in the Rishayim. The Ramban, Taisis. First mahalch is, he really did leave. The Ramban wants to say, it's brought down others, he really did leave. Just the Pesukim didn't tell us until now. There's a reason for it, because now is the first time that Paro said, do it miyad, do it immediately. So we had to explain why he couldn't do it immediately, because he had to leave the city. Okay, so that is a mahalach that really, for all 4 times, he did leave the city. A little bit problematic. Rashi doesn't say that. We would have been nice for us to have been told that. But that is a mahalach in the Ramban. Fine. There is another Mahalach. But you know what? Actually, one aside, just one thing that actually bothered me. Why only four times? Why didn't Paro dive in the other time? Why didn't Paro ask him to go out the other times? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asked this question and says, it's interesting. Every Makkah had a certain time period, which I believe was 7 days. Every Makkah was going to last 7 days. And it could be Paro knew that. And Paro was saying, I could handle the 7 days. There are only four times that he couldn't handle it. The pain, the suffering was too great four times that he couldn't handle it. So it's interesting. So he knew it was going to end. They all ended without Moshe davening. But these four times, he couldn't handle it. And he had to daven. He asked Moshe to daven. Fine. So again, so he left the city. Zuck the Bali Taisvis. The Bali Taisvis has a different answer. This week, guys saw, why did Moshe only leave the city now? Because what was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim? The Tzoyin, the sheep. Zuck the Bali Taisvis. The sheep never were living in the metropolis. They weren't living in the city. The sheep lived out in the fields, in the country, in New Bloomsfield. That's where the sheep were. So therefore, the first six makas, the tzon, were not in the city. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu will be able to dive in the city. For Tzfardei and Aro, he was able to dive in the city because the tzon was not there. It was not an ear of Gilulim. Only now by makas bara, because there was a warning by bara that's going to kill all the tzayin. So the Yari Dvar Hashem, anyone who feared Hashem, brought them in. And therefore, now the tzon were in the cities, and now there would be a problem of davening in the city. That is the Bali Taisus Teretz. Yes, Kobe?
But wasn't there a part where Moshe asked Paro if the Jews can go leave Mitzrayim just to daven and they're not going to come back?
Yeah.
So how could they leave the city if outside the city
are... They would go somewhere else. I mean, I guess they would go where the tzon wouldn't be. I don't. The tzon didn't take over the whole world. They would go to an area where there wouldn't be tzon. So... Fine, so this is the Bali Taisus' Teretz. Now I'm going to ask a question out there. How many Avodah Zarahs did the Mitzrim have? Anyone a Bucky in the Mitzri Avodah Zarahs? Kobe says three.
All of them.
100 and all of them? How many Avodah Zarahs were there for the Mitzrim?
Zero.
We are familiar with three of them. Chazal teach us, Rashi brings down throughout the Parshas, three different Avodah Zarahs. Number one was...
The Nile
River. Rashi says they worship the Nile River. Paro was also one. And the Tzon. Not Balpar, sorry, Gershi. So three. Rashi brings down. It doesn't say in these Pesukim. I hear you. That could have been the house. But so Rashi brings down throughout these parshas three different Avodah Zarahs. I don't think so. So we have to understand better the Bali Taisus Mahalach. Bali Taisus said he was able to dive in the city because it's somewhere out of the city. Okay, fine, but what about Pyro? What about the Nile? So, as the Geshmak, if you look in the Pesukim by Arov, Pyro asked, Moshe, dive in for me. And the Bible says, he walked away from Pyro and then he dive in. Geshmak, because Pyro was the Geshkela, he couldn't dive in front of Pyro. And therefore, the Puzzle of Emeduik, he walked away from Pyro and then he dive in. That's Geshmak. But Frech, the Chavatzaz HaSharon, what about the Nilus? What about the Nile River? He proves the Nile River was everywhere. It was filled up. Any ditch was a Nile River. Everything was Nile. They lived on the Nile. He actually had a Shiloh. They didn't live in the Nile. He proved that they did live on the Nile. So the Nile was everywhere. So how could it be that Moshe ever davened by Tzfardei and Arov in the city if the Nile River was the Avodah Zarah? That is a kasha that he asked. Yes?
That's like saying you can't benefit from the sun because people worship the sun also.
Okay, but now we're talking about tefillah. I hear, and that's a good point, but now we're talking about tefillah and we're saying you can't daven where there is tefillah. But, so listen, the sun, you can't get away from daven at night, maybe. But here, you could get away. You could leave the city, go away from the Nile River, and daven. And eventually, Moshe did leave the city to daven. So the kasha was, he should have left the city anyway the whole time because of the Nile River. That was the kasha, yes. And now... There are those that want to say that the Nile River used to be the Getchka, but then it changed. That once the Nile turned into blood, it was no longer the Getchka. It proved that the Nile was not all-powerful because it turned into blood, and therefore is no longer Avodah Zarah. That could be. That's one Mahalach he brings. But let's say another Lamdisha Mahalach, and this is huge, which is, the Gemara in Temura says that you cannot Temura. It's a Masechta. Dav Chav Tes, the Gemara in Tzmur says that, it's in Kachim, we learn in Brisk. The Gemara says that when you worship a Behema, you worship Bali Chayim. Or the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says when you worship mountains, they do not become Aser. The only thing that becomes Aser is idols, Getchkala, movable things. But anything which is Mechubar, or anything which is a Bal Chai, does not become Avodah Zarah, you are allowed to eat it. Right? Regular Avodah Zarahs are Aser Bana. But let's say you have someone worshipping a sheep, you're allowed to go ahead and Shecht and eat the sheep. The it's not, does not become Avodah Zarah, you cannot eat. Great question. The Asher is an exception, even though Asher is Mechubar Lekarka, growing out of Lekarka, it is an exception. Great question. But so the Gemara's examples are mountains and animals. Mountains and animals do not become Avodah Zarah. Okay, so now we've kind of answered it a little bit. So now it's very good. So the Nile River was no problem because it doesn't become Aser. But if that's true, then its own also don't become Avodah Zarah. And now we're a little stuck because it does. So Zuck, they bring the Rashi in Chulin. There's a Rashi in Chulin Daf Mem, which says that even though the animals do not become usher to eat, here's a lesson Rashi. He brings the pasuk from this week's parsha. Rashi Chulin Daf Mem says, "Miu Elahus Mikru." They're called a god. Kedeksiv in this week's parsha, "Hey Nizbach Es Toavas Mitzrayim." Rashi says that even though, and here's a fancy lumdus, even though they are mutter, the Bali Chayim do not become usser, it's nitfas on it, the shame of Avodah Zarah. They are a getchka. They are mutter, but they themselves have a shame of Avodah Zarah. The nafkamina is, if I go ahead and bring up an offering to a wall that's not Avodah Zarah, that offering is mutter, because I didn't worship anything. But if I bring a carbon to a Baal Chai that I worship, because that Baal Chai is an Avodah Zarah, when I bring an offering to that, it is really Aser. It becomes Takuz Avodah Zarah. So what Rashi is saying is, by Baal Chaim, even though they don't become Aser, they don't become the Avodah Zarah themselves, they have the shame of Avodah Zarah on them. Where he says, as opposed to mountains, anything which is Mechubar, is not even nitfas the shame of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so Zok, Chavasel Shishron, this is a mahalach for the Bali Taisis. We're going to get to a new mahalach soon. Zok the Bali Taisis. The river was Mechubar. The Nile River was Mechubar. So even though they worshipped it, nothing happened. The Nile River does not become Avodah Zarah. And that will answer all of Kobe's questions. The Nile River is not Avodah Zarah. They may have worshipped it, but it's worthless, pointless, it accomplishes nothing. Because it's mechubar, like a mountain. When you worship a mountain, there's nothing wrong. And therefore, when you worship the Nile River, nothing has happened to it. Whereas when they worship a behema, even though the behema itself is mutter to eat, the behema has a shame of Avodah Zarah on it. So since the behema has a shame of Avodah Zarah on it, there would be an iser of davening in front of this Avodah Zarah. Okay, so this would be a complete picture now. We're done with the Bali Taisis. Okay, so we have the Bali Taisis that say that until Makas Barad, the tone were out, Paro, he never davened in front of Paro, he never davened, the Nile was never Aser, and the tone was never in the city. Okay, this is a Mahalach. Now we're going to get to a new, fancier Mahalach. Okay, this Mahalach, Chavasel Shishron starts it, and I didn't fully understand where he went with it, so I'm going to add on a little bit. But he says there is a Meridic Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra brings a pasuk from Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu, it says, Charbi ubekashti. What does Charbi ubekashti mean? Literally means what?
My sword and my bow.
Right? Charbi is my sword, kashti is my bow. In fact, the Gemara, he didn't fight any battles. Zot the Gemara, Charbi is not spicy. Charbi is tfila. Kashti is bakasha. The Gemara says there's something called tefillah and something called bakasha. Two separate things. Yaakov Avinu had tefillahs and Yaakov Avinu had bakashas. Okay. Now, here's what I want to discuss. What is the difference between a tefillah and a bakasha? So the Bris Gerav wants to say a tefillah is a set nusach. It has power, built-in power, like a knife. A knife is sharp. It's a weapon. No matter what you do, and that's why when we say Shemon Esrei, we are tapping in to the set power, the set nusach of a tefillah. That's like a cherev. It's sharp. A bakasha is your own personal. I go ahead, I go to the forest, and I do my own esbaydis, I do my own bakashas, or whatever, whenever I do my own bakashas, it's as strong as you are. It's as strong as your kavanas are. It's like a bow and arrow. If you put a lot of kayak and kavan in it, it gets somewhere. If not, not. That's how the Bris Gerav wants to understand the difference between a tefillah and a bakasha. Okay, we want to add a little bit. Reb Chaim in Sefer says, what is tefillah? He brings it out from the Rambams in many places. Tefillah is you're standing in front of Hashem. It's Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is right here. So that's what tefillah is. Tefillah is, it's a cherev, it's a direct hit, because Hashem is right here. That's why there's so many halachas in tefillah, one of them being you can't walk in front of someone. Why can't you walk in front of someone davening? Why?
It's a wall to meet up.
Because we have two reasons. Because the Shekhinah is there. One, because the Shekhinah is there. You can't walk in front of him. And therefore, because what's tefillah? Tefillah is the Shekhinah's here, Shekhinah's coming down. When you walk in front of him, you're being masked between him and the Shekhinah. What about by a bakasha? Let's say you walk in the street and you hear someone say, Hashem, please let me get through this day. He's diving to Hashem. He's saying a bakasha. Are you allowed to walk in front of him? Are you allowed to walk in front of him?
Avada.
Of course you can walk in front of him. Why?
Bow and arrow goes far.
Because that's a bow and arrow. A bakasha. The Shekhinah isn't right here. You're shooting it out. It's a bakasha. Out of the tchum. So there's a difference between a tefillah and a bakasha.
Tefillah. What about bakashas we say during tefillah?
Oh, great. So I looked up, because of Rashi Yishai, I looked up to see, are you allowed to walk in front of someone who is just doing bakashas in tefillah? And the Mishnah Berurah. What? It means you said El Kainet Sor, you're middle El Kainet Sor. Then yeah. And then you add in your own personal tefillahs, which is great.
How about by a caver because
good question. I'll get it in a second. So Rashiv is asking, what about when you're doing your own bakashas in a tefillah? The Mishnah Berurah Paskin is being from the Acharonim that until you step out of Shemona Esrei, that's tefillah. So what you're doing is in your tefillah, you're doing bakashas, but it gets the shame of a tefillah. The Shekhinah is still there. Until you step back, the Shekhinah is still with you. And therefore, those bakashas will have the kayach of a tefillah. But let's say you're not in Shemona Esrei. You're at a kever. So now, is there Shekhinah at the kever? I'm not familiar with that. You're going to have to ask holy people, what's going on by kvarim? But whenever you're doing bakashas, wherever you're doing them, outside of the tefillah, Pashup Shad is the Shekhinah is not there, but you, Hashem, listening, and you're shooting your arrow to it. That's a Pshat Gemara, Charbi, and Bakashti. Okay, so we have now two types of tefillahs. Now, we can say Gishmak. When can you not daven when there's Avodah Zarah around? What is the problem with davening with Avodah Zarah around? Because you're bringing the Shekhinah down, and the Shekhinah can't come to a makom of Giluli Avodah Zarah. But what happens if I'm shooting my tefillahs up to Shemayim? If I'm shooting my tefillahs up to Shemayim, so what do I care that the launching pad is surrounded by Avodah Zarah? I'm shooting my tefillahs up to Shemayim. So we can say, before we get to the Shayim Pasik, we can say, Gishmak, you're going to this hotel, Malon of Goyim, in Thailand, full of Avodah Zarahs. Can you daven there or not?
Yes.
So, to do a tefillah there, tefillah which is you're bringing the Shekhinah down, no way. You can't bring the Shekhinah down. However, to make your bakashas that you should survive this trip outside of tefillah, absolutely, that you could do, because that's not a makam Shekhinah. So now, let's come back to us. Moshe Rabbeinu was in Mitzrayim. Our problem is, he davened four times, Tzfardeya, Arav, Barad, Arba, and yet, only one time does he say that he left the city. So what's going on with that? We could say a mahalach right now. Perhaps, we have to plug it in a minute, perhaps, when he davened Tzfardeya, Arav, and Arba, it was a bakasha. When he davened for by the Barad, that was a tefillah. We have to explain how and why that would be. Yeah, I'm with you. So here's what we're going to do. But let's first see how it fits so beautifully. Now we're going to have to make sure it makes sense. But very possibly, by the three makas of Tzvardeya, Arov, and Arbe, they were bakashas, and according to this pshat, he would be allowed to say them even in the city. Only by Barad, where that would be a tefillah, would he not be allowed to do that. Now let's try and see if that fits. I'm going to read you a pasuk. By Arov and Tzvardeya, and by Arve, it just says that he davened. But by Barad, it says something new. There's a new lashon by Barad that doesn't say anywhere else. Here we go. Perek Tes. Verse something. I'll get that in a minute. Chavtas is kitesim in the ear. Here we go. Yeah, it is chavtas. By Yarmei love Moshe kitesim in the ear. Ephros es kapi kapai el Hashem. Ephros es kapai el Hashem. Throwing his hands up. Now this lashon was only used by Barad. Ephros as kapai was only used by Barad. The Netziv says, fascinating, the Netziv says, for the other three makas, Moshe Rabbeinu davened inside. The Gemara in Yuma says that there was a yeshiva in Mitzrayim. The Netziv says, of course, Moshe davened in the yeshiva. That's why there was no problem, because he was in the yeshiva.
Was it Gresham? Was it
the Gresham? Davened in yeshiva. Who else would daven outside yeshiva? Even without incentives. He knew he had a davened yeshiva. One minute. Yeah, I don't know what it was. But here, the pasuk says, Ephros says, kapai, he put his hand up to his thing, he went outside, that was a problem. But like this, I want to run with this dick. Okay, whatever the pshat is, we see that there's a difference between these three makas and the other one. Only by Barad does it say, Ephros says, kapai. Now, this is spooky, but there's a zayar that says, the Chavetz Sharon brings down a zayar that says, the only time that you're allowed to daven with kapayim in the sky is if you are betziloi, in the shade of Hashem, the tzel, the shadow of Hashem, which means the Shekhinah's got to be there. What? So it seems to be, based on the dik from Ephros as kapai, by Ephros as kapai, he's putting his hands up, this seemed to be a tefillah which required the Shekhinah. But the other three didn't do that. So what we could say is, the other three were bakashas. Bakashas, you don't need the Shekhinah there, you're shooting an arrow. That can be done with Gilui Avodah Zarah. Oh, very good. I'm going to hopefully do that. So now, we've answered all the whats. Gershi wants to know the why. Why is one of the last letters in the alphabet? We'll do it last, but I want to make sure you get the Cheshbon. Okay, the Cheshbon is good. We have a Rashi, which only said he left the city by Barad, not by the other three times. We're saying a Chiddush Gadol, that the other three were Bakashas, and you don't need the Shekhinah there for them. Therefore, you can even do it in a Gilui Avodah Zarah. Now, Barad was different. He put his hands up. Why would Barad be different? Why would Barad require a tefillah, whereas the other three, Tzvardeya, Arav, Arbe, would not require a tefillah? It would be a bakasha. What? Barad came from Shemayim. Okay, maybe. What? They brought the animals in the house, so what? Why would that be a reason why I need a tefillah to stop the makkah? So I'm going to put out a svara. You can like it, you cannot like it. It doesn't really matter. But if you don't like it, you got to come up with your own svara, because the proofs are here. We have like the pasuk going on. We have to understand why is that true. I'll give out a svara, which is, Barad was killing out all of the animals. Arov, Tzvardeya, and Arbe did not kill the animals. It killed people, or it killed the vegetation.
Lives.
It didn't kill animals.
Lives.
When Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, did the Bnei Yisrael take the Mitzrayim with them? No. Did Bnei Yisrael take the vegetation with them? No. What did Bnei Yisrael take with them? Gold, silver, and animals. They needed animals to transport everything. Had all the animals been killed, then the Jews would be in trouble. Right? They need the animals to leave. So perhaps, with a capital P, perhaps, when Moshe was davening right now, it wasn't just for Paro. Moshe was davening now also for Klal Yisrael, because this, we needed the animals to be alive. So maybe, with capital M, maybe the other three makas, it was really just doing Paro's bidding. Paro requested this, so fine, Moshe would do it. It was a level of a bakasha, not the level of a tefillah. Whereas by Barad, perhaps, maybe, Barad graduated to a koyach tefillah more, it was like a tefillah betzibor. He was dying for Klal Yisrael. He wasn't dying for Paro. He was dying for the whole Klal Yisrael. That is a tefillah. That is bringing the Shekhinah down. That is Ephros as Kapai.
Yep.
Ephros as Kapai. What?
Wait.
Akira, what'd you say?
No, that's good. We're good.
What? What? They still took the mitzvah of animals, and Barad could have affected. What? Did they take the mitzvah animals? The Jews had no animals at this point. The Jews were slaves. What did they have? What did they have? It's a good guy. I hear that, but what did they own? They were slaves. What? Yeah, I hear that. Maybe a bakasha would accomplish the job. But what am I doing now? I'm coming as a shliach tzibur for Klal Yisrael.
Did it work?
What?
Okay.
When leaving?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But also, they carried the chamorim, carried out all the gold and riches for the Jews also. So you're right. Both are true. But the point is, I'm putting this out there. We can chew on it. What?
They
need the vegetation.
Yeah, they did to make matzahs. They
didn't know about the matzahs yet. Who said they need matzahs?
So did Moshe know about the animals?
They were going to go out with riches. They were promised to go out with riches.
And the animals?
All right, we're going to end with this. Anyway, think about it. Have a wonderful night. Bye.